Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane, Quasar, and Zarea. And here we are on another wonderful Saturday. And today is April the 17th, 2021. And just a quick note, I know some of you were on a previous call. It was a test call for Blog Talk, and we weren't expecting that anybody would be there listening. So I apologize for that, but it was just one of the things that we had to do in order to be able to bring to you something very special that Zora will be talking about. So thank you for your patience with that. And anyway, let's go ahead and get started on our show, and I'll go ahead and bring Zarea through so she can go ahead and say hi. Hey, Zarea.
Good morning. How is everyone today? Okay.
Sounds good. Okay.
You said a few words. You didn't say a whole conference. Yeah, I just said hello and going about your invocation.
Oh, all right. I guess we'll just go ahead and get started then. All right.
Yeah, so, that's what you're going to do.
Okay, let's do that. All right, everybody get your headbands on and find your quiet space, quiet place. I'll give you another few seconds to go ahead and do that. And for those of you that are already sitting, and again, the purpose of trying to keep your back straight is because, you know, it'll help to open up all of your chakras. Do the best you can and sit comfortably or cross-legged, hands either palms facing up or facing down with your thumb tip and your forefinger touching. That's, again, for the energy flow. And let's begin and do some deep breathing. What I would like to do in terms of breathing, because in breathing in oxygen, breathing in this beautiful life force, breath is so key, like water is so precious. Your breath is also very, very key to health. So I'd like to do, and we do talk a little bit about the Wim Hof breathing technique. And I will say that it is very, very beneficial to the body, because so many people are very, you know, not walking too much, not exercising, being very engrossed in all of the daily activities. And we really don't take that time to breathe properly, to bring in oxygen and to exercise, to be out in nature. So I would like to preface this call, invocation meditation with some breathing. So part of the Wim Hof, what he does with his group is that you breathe in deeply. So I want everyone to just try to do this with me. We'll just do this for about a minute, okay? So in doing so, what you want to do is I want you to put your hands together and make a fist, okay? Don't strain, just make a fist right now. And then I want you to breathe in through your nose and then breathe out and then clench, okay? Breathe in through your nose, deep breathe, clench, and then breathe out. and then you let go of your hands. So clench, so breathing in, and then you clench when you're breathing out, because that pushes all of the muscles all to really tighten up, and then you breathe out, and then you then relax. Okay, so breathe in, clench, breathe out, breathe in, clench, and release. Breathe out, breathe in, clench, relax. Breathe in, clench, breathe out. So that means when you're clenching your wrists and you're tightening everything in your body, from your hands to your chest to your pelvic area to your feet. Okay, let's do that three more times. Breathe in, clench, release, breathe out. Breathe in, clench, release, and breathe out. So that helps to just bring in that pure, wonderful life energy. When you do this over a period of, a few minutes, let's just start off with 1 minute at a time, you'll find that, you know, all of a sudden your aches and pains are releasing. You'll feel that you're able to move your hands more, I don't want to say liberally, but it's easier to flex your hands. It just feels really good. Okay. So let's just go ahead now with our regular, close your eyes, breathe in nice and deep, just gently holding it and releasing and letting go of all the aches and pains, letting go of all the worries, breathing in again. And hold, and release, relaxing your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your back. Breathing in again, beautiful golden white light coming in from the heavens, from source, all the way down through your head, swirling beautiful sparkles, beautiful golden, white, pink light, down your arms, down your neck, all the way down to your toes. Breathe in again. Hold and just relax, completely relax. And now breathe gently and normally. Our theme for today is to bring centeredness and balance plus healing. We are our I Am presence. We breathe pure divine love and light into our heart centers. We are of love and light. We call forth the full power of the great violet flame of love and forgiveness to transmute, transform all of the causes, the core effects, habits, records, programs, memories of every thought that still come up, every feeling or word or action still remains that we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, that reflects anything that is still associated with the things such as poverty consciousness and victimhood, separation and powerlessness, low vitality, suffering, ill health. These are female energy, misuse of power, self-hatred, shame, belief in not being good enough or feeling bad, fear, rage, negative judgment towards oneself or others, and prejudice, and any lack and limitation of any kind. Here, we are here in a great transition. The energies of the cosmic realm is so enormous now. They are here to assist us in our transformation into the greatest beings that we are, who we are, as gods and goddesses. Embrace this time with joy and with love. And so with forgiveness and love as our great intention, we blaze the great violet flame to every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of precious energy that have our signatures on it in any place, time, that reflects anything less than the infinite perfection of who we are, gods and goddesses. See the beautiful golden white light. Filling every single cell of your body. Feel the great power of the violet flame to blaze through anything else that needs to be removed from your essence, that prevents, that blocks who you are, who we are. We trust our God, Goddess self, to transmute every speck of our being into the very highest love and light and abundance we are. We ask Source and our I Am Presence to fill the space with the beautiful golden white, pink white of Source's infinite love and light and health and abundance. And the name of Source, Prime Creator, Mother, Father, God, and our God, Goddess selves, we accept this as fully accomplished, and we absolutely know it. Close your eyes. Feel the change in your energy. Feeling the power of who you are, of who we are, as the collective. Who we are. Full fifth and above dimensional beings, galactic human beings, human angels. And thank you. Another deep breath in. Feel who you are, great love being. So let's go ahead now, and let's go ahead and bring Zoraya and Zora through. Here we go. There's Zoraya.
Hello. I just got a call from Tom Zurich. He wants you to call him back.
I got you, Tom. Oh, okay. No, maybe he might be ready to do this now. All right, let's go ahead and get him. Thank you very much, Zoraya. All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Oh, here. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to call him on the call.
Duh.
Of course. All right. Hold on a second, Dr. Tom. I'm coming to get you. And thank you so much for being here on our call today. And here we go. Here we go. Very good.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tom. Thank you so much for being here with all of us.
Yeah.
How are you? How are you doing these days?
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
Very good.
It's a great time.
I'll let you take the floor. Thank you.
Sure. So I guess you want an update today, huh?
Well, that's what anything else you'd like to bring to the table. We're all ears.
Right. Well, we had a 10-day hold. They had to basically kind of revamp the London financial system. That had to be recalculated. And also, they had to take out some of the bad guys. There was bankers that were, you know, you transfer the money into your bank, and that they were going to say, well, you can only release $10,000 a month. Well, that was a no-no, and they caught them. And so they keep doing these sting operations, so there's no issues. So we're looking pretty good for early next week from what we're hearing. So bonds have been released. They had to take out the big people, I would say. I call them big people. You know, the people who controlled the finances, right? I do know that Hillary Clinton had tribunals on Thursday for some of her crimes, and Trump was at the Pentagon on Thursday, or a couple of days ago. So very interesting. I do have a friend of mine who is in the Air Force. And they were loading thousands of drones onto aircraft carriers. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the final maneuvers are ready to go. That's kind of an update there, but I think we're almost there. You have to make sure the quantum financial system, the computer, that you have to be in 5D, otherwise you won't get the higher rates. Mainly, you got to be awake. So, you know, drink your coffee and move from 3D to 5D, right?
Drink your coffee.
Yes. And then,
right.
But that is kind of where we're at. Everything is moving forward. Everyone I'm talking to is excited. Everything is done. Everything has been planned for years. You know, the deep state, the dark forces have been happening for thousands of years. So
right.
It's a good time. So we're ready. Everyone should be ready and excited. I know people have heard this over and over, but had we not waited, and it's such a big project to eliminate everything. From the planet. It's just a big maneuver. So the longer we wait, I was always told, the better it is for us, because you just want zero things to go wrong. So
Perfect.
So that's kind of where we're at.
Well, I think that was a fabulous presentation. for an update. That was great.
Good.
We also know that some people now are under an NDA, so we can't hear as much as we'd like from certain people, but that's all part of the process also.
Right.
And then I think as far as the rates, we still really need to wait until we get final notifications that all is locked down. And the rates are not locked down yet. So until then, we really can't talk about rates other than the default rates, which are still the same as they have been, correct?
Right. But, yeah, the thing is that to worry or to figure out what the rates, that doesn't do any good anymore.
Right.
We're not going to know until we go in. And
correct.
That's the bottom
correct.
Line. We know that, you know, the ZIM is everywhere with, you know, it's gone from
right.
so many notes and so many
yes.
per million or your projects and stuff. Just go prepared with whatever you want to do. Some people just want to go in and don't want to do any projects and just leave. Some people want projects. Some people want to invest. So it's really good to find those things too, you know. So just make sure you I did find a actually it was on Dr. Ward's, and I did order it. It's a debit card that actually you put money into it like a regular account, and then you, with a switch of the button, you can turn the cash into, and it's called Gling.
Charlie?
Well, I had seen it before, but he had put it on his, it's called GLINT card, debit card, so just look that up.
GLINT, like Tom, right?
Yeah. GLINT, and then you put you sign up and they approve you and you get a debit card that they send to you. So if you put $500 in, they only charge you 0.5% to turn that over all into gold. So I was listening to Charlie talk about it. He said that someone had been using the card. They went and got gas, and gold went up that day, so they got a free gas. I thought that was pretty good. But you can convert all your cash into the gold, and then you can pay your bills in gold. So check it out. I think it's a really great device.
Can I ask you a
tool.
Question? Who's putting that out, though? Who's it? What's the name of the company? Glinch?
GLINT. It's from a bank. It's like regular Bank of America certified cryptocurrency type stuff. So it's all regulated and everything. So just go to the website and watch. There's YouTube videos
check
on
it
and everything else. It's a great tool.
Oh good. Oh nice. Oh, very good. Thanks so much for that tip, Dr. Tom. That's great.
Right.
And any health tips that you want to share with others?
Just keep doing the standard things, right? Outside, hiking, sunshine.
Exactly.
Wim Hof,
okay.
Breathing, eating your organic foods, high vibration
yes.
foods, alkaline, celery juice,
right.
The whole thing.
Water.
Yep.
Correct. Okay. All right. You heard it from Dr. Tom. All right. One step at a time for some people, but that's all right. Just keep moving forward until we can be as healthy as Dr. Tom. That's our goal. Thank you so much for your time today. We love you and appreciate you.
All right. Love you guys too. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right, everybody. That was great. Wonderful news. I know there are always some of you there that is Dr. Tom going to be on our call today? We would love to be able to hear his update. So, and in regards to you know who, We will be waiting probably until Monday to get more information in regards to further updates. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Zaray in again and see what Zaray has to say today. Zaray?
Hello.
All right.
It's me again.
Yes, of course. We love you. Thank you again. I have to tell you, can I just say something to the folks, our folks, right? So so many of you, one of these days, would love to be able to meet up with Zaria and to be able to meet up with Zora. Maybe at that time, Zora will be in his own body. But in the meantime, you know, you could meet both of them through Zaria. And what you will find, I just want to let you know. So as we're going through this process and through, and as the days wear on and the years go by, and it seems like for some of us that are born here on the surface, you know, age kind of takes an effect, right? And so I've lived now with Zaria since 2011. And what's interesting is that I may physically be getting older, right? And Zaria is also, but a lot of it really, she's not. So as I look at her, you know, her face, and a lot of you have noticed this, there, you know, she hardly has any wrinkles. If there's any indentations or a little scarring, that's usually, you know, that's from accidents that she's had through her lifetime here. But other than that, her skin is smooth, and you know, you can't even tell really how old she is, that she's over, you know, 1800. But even she doesn't even look her age at her fake birthday age of, I think you're, how old are you now? 69?
Yep.
All right. So anyway, just to let you know, so when you get a chance to really meet Zaray, you'll understand that, yeah, she definitely is not from here in many ways, more ways than you think. So with that, all right, Zaray, go ahead and share what you would like to share with us today along with your dad.
Well, I want to read a little bit from the messages from the Hollow Earth. And they're talking about our fields of grains. Our fields of grains sparkle and thrive and are perfectly touched by the sun, the central sun, to produce the most luscious of crops that are so pleasing to our palates and so invigorating for our bodies. Our food pulses with the force of life, and when eaten by us, transfers that life force into our very cells, which results in perfect health and longevity of years. This is the secret of life. This is the hidden fountain of youth you've all been looking for on the surface. It is in the earth herself, just waiting to give you its life force. But we'll follow... Let's skip the page there. How to do that? Oh, if you but follow nature's laws of planting and harvesting crops, using only nature herself to direct the process and oversee the growth, with great forces of nature working with you, not against you, you don't need to add anything to the soil. And the harvests are always magnificent in size, nutrients, and taste. The strength given us by our bodies, by our foods, enables us to perform Herculean feats with our bodies that you would consider impossible. We walk and run extremely long distances without tiring. We swim for hours at a time, and we are not tired at the end of a day's work. Because nothing we do is work. It's all joy and ease and contentment. It is felt at the end of each day. Our lives are truly wonderful, and we have much to feel blessed for. But we have created this utopia ourselves, and so can and so will you. For your future is to be glorious. You are about to break through this density into heaven. And this heaven is right here on earth, not out in space. Right now, only half of the planet resides here. But soon, the whole planet will be in the heaven, which you've been searching for the heaven is not another place. Its location is right here on earth. Right here where you live. You only have to bring it here through your higher consciousness. For heaven is just a frequency, and you are now rising rapidly towards assessing that frequency. And we here in the hollow earth are applauding your desire and your determination to grow in awareness and reach the frequency of ascension that is plummeting the earth from the great central sun. Your father, mother, God, and goddess, Alpha and Omega, are bringing you home, back into your bosoms of love, where we will all dwell for the rest of eternity. How do you control the weather in the hollow earth? Greetings from a fine winter day in 2003. That's long past. We feel climate changes from above, just as you do, even though we are physically removed from them and nestled snugly inside the hollow earth. But we track the weather conditions and anomalies on the surface and can tell when a cataclysm, earthquake, hurricane, etc., is about to occur. We are meteorologists, too, and specialize in monitoring the weather conditions on the surface. This way, we can tell where pockets of darkness and negative thought forms that create weather imbalances are coming from. We then focus our love light on these areas to disperse and dematerialize them. This is one of the many contributions we render to the surface. If surface folk knew the importance of keeping their mental and feeling bodies balanced, they could change the world overnight. And from the chaos of one of chaos to one of peace. It's all in the balance. As each of you brings balance to your life, the earth gains that measure and goes out to all life, which in turn adds the amount of balance to their lives. And so it goes. It means to monitor and control your thoughts and feelings just as you would monitor and control your science experiment in a lab or to produce the desired results. Think of your life as an experiment, and you will bring and you being given the experience of learning to control all aspects of yourself. This is the key to a harmonious life and peace on earth. Each person plays such an integral role in bringing peace that you would be amazed if you could actually see how your thoughts and feelings go out into the world and touch others. It is the law of life that whatever you think and feel creates your reality and affects others as well, including all the other kingdoms on earth. You are powerful, aren't you? Now harness your power into constructive building blocks that will bring peace to everyone around you, and that will promote peace on earth. It all starts with you. Each individual on the earth. Take control of your life and you control the weather and receive the benefit of warm, shiny days with gentle breezes that caress your skin. This is the true weather control system, you. And we've installed it in the hollow earth and you can install it for free on the service with no installation fees. Not only can you balance the weather using this technique, but you can balance your body and free it from stress and the imbalancing factors that cause a disease. All these with no charge either. Everything you wish for can create from within yourself for free and freely dispense it to others, to Mother Earth herself, thus healing all life everywhere. What a gift you have stored within you, and you don't even know it. And you can dispense your healing without ever spending thousands of dollars going to a medical school, for you have already graduated. You're here on Earth to practice what you already know, and the knowledge is stored in the memory banks of yourselves. All we need to live lives of peace and abundance, God's light within us never fails. It is only the failure to go within to find that inner storehouses that keep piling up for your use, and you haven't even accessed them yet. By now, you have quite an oversupply just waiting for you to tap into and start bringing it into your outer lives. Well, that's a message from the Hollow Earth.
Beautiful.
I'm going to read a little excerpt. I'm going to read a little excerpt here from Telos.
Oh, okay.
Know that life on all planets, pardon me, in all planets, in your solar system. These are your brothers and sisters living in a higher dimension than you. And those electrons are vibrating at a greater velocity. Your electrons will soon pick up speed and will be spinning at a rate that will propel you into the fifth dimension of light, where we all await you. For your information, you are living in a hollow earth, on a hollow earth. Your brothers and sisters who reside in other planets in your solar system are also living in planets with whose cores are hollow. All planets in your solar system are hollow with life in them. Your sun Helios has a hollow core, as all suns do. The light emanating from your sun is cold, not hot, as you have been taught to believe. It only reaches the higher temperature when it comes in contact with your atmosphere. All celestial bodies are hollow, and this is the way they are formed. It is time these truths were brought to the earth. I bet that messed up your science, classes. We in the Galactic Command travel to all planets in the solar system and are able to see them firsthand. Soon you will have the capacity to travel to other planets and witness their true structure as well. Just know that all you've been led to believe will be open to dispute as you rise in consciousness. What do the oceans and mountains look like inside the globe? The Earth's interior is a mirror image of the surface of the foundation. Everything is in reverse order in the inside of the Earth. The mountain ranges are in direct proportion to your dimensions on the Earth's cavities, and tower above the landscape. The oceans are larger than life, flow calmly and swiftly around the inside of the globe. The air is crisp and clean. Sand is white. The central sun is dimmer than the sun on the outside and reflects this light from the heavens. The cities are all nestled in lush woodlands, overflowing with flowers and huge trees. There is green growth surrounding all man-made structures. Everything is perpetual blossom and bloom. It is a land of wonder and beauty. All is perfect, proportioned to the size and circumstances of the interior. Everything is larger than life due to the less gravity that is in the interior. Even great beings who inhabit the interior are larger than mortals on the outside surface. All is beauty. All is in a heavenly state of bliss. Just picture the interior foundation reflecting the exterior foundation. With mountain ranges higher and oceans swifter and green land growth lush beyond compare, you do not need to picture a change in the contour of the land. It is still in its pristine beauty and replicates how life on the surface once was. The exact location of mountain ranges and oceans are not necessary to know at this time. What is necessary to know is that this inner earth world exists and coexists with the surface under peaceful and contrary conditions. Okay, that's the message from the Telos book. By the way, if you want to get to her books, Diane Robbins, her website is DianeRobbins.com. Okay, I'm turning it back over to Quasar, and she'll take it away.
Okay, thank you for those readings, Zareya. They were very informative and uplifting.
Yes.
And so now we are ready for your father. We'd love to be able to. I have a few questions, though, just so he's. So as he knows, there are always questions that I might have just to kind of clarify some of the things that we're hearing out there. And, of course, we'd love to be able to hear what his message is for us today. So thank you, Zareya, and we'll talk with you soon.
Okay. I'm off and going somewhere.
Yeah, Edward, do you know where you're going?
Yeah, and my father says, Pan awaits. I know where I'm going. Okay.
Oh, yeah, have fun.
I'm going to be flying. I'm going to be flying.
I'm
on
a
the back of a prehistoric creature known as a pterodactyl. Okay. Anyway. So I'll let my father come forth.
All right. Thank you.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, and how be you this wonderful, wondrous and glorious and loving day.
Always wonderful to have you here, Zora.
Indeed. Well,
yeah, we only get a chance
As we mentioned before, we have been putting together what is called the possibility of bringing Ramtha through for you to actually hear Ramtha's voice. Understand that Ramtha's voice, he speaks very rapidly in the beginning. Excuse me. Anyway. So what we're going to be playing for you is called An Evening with Ramtha, and it is what is termed as questions and answers that people from the surface are asking Ramtha, and Ramtha is responding with answers. But so also remember that he does talk rapidly, and this is a Ramtha dialogue, what you call CD-ROM. It is what is called the inner earth, talking about the inner earth and hollow earth. So it is something that you're going to be very blessed with. So understand, for those of you who are used to talking fast, you will be no problem for you. For those of you who are not used to talking fast, it may be a little complex. But so let's bring him forth. And this is coming from the inner earth tape or disc or whatever, recordings of Ramtha.
Now, okay, hey, Zora?
Yes?
Zora, okay, all right. So since you're going to be playing the CD that we did purchase when we were
indeed
at the Ramtha Ranch, so
yes,
this is Ramtha and his voice. And when and I'm going to ask Zora to please maybe play a little bit and then stop, at least so people get used to his tone and how rapid he is when he speaks. So you may need to interpret what he was saying, every minute or so, if you will. So this is, again, we're going to use a disclaimer here that we're not hearing, it's not Zora that is speaking, it is Ramtha from a CD, which is his CD. And also that, so just like in a textbook, sometimes we'll read a biology or chemistry book, and it says, well, I don't know exactly what that meant. So then that's why the teacher comes in and says, okay, this is what that meant. And Zora will do the same thing with this part of his call. So let's go ahead and get started. Just tell me when you're ready, Zora.
All right, I'm ready. Let me
check
this thing out here to see what stage it is in at the moment. Let's see here.
Okay, very good. And we had one of our family members, Derek, thank you so much for helping us out with this. Giving me some instructions on how best to be able to play the CD so everybody can hear it. Okay, thank you.
So what's interesting is that I will be, I have to turn off the earpiece in order to do this. Yes?
Correct. Could you also just give people, again, just a little background on Ramtha? Because we still have some new people that are here. They don't know anything about who Ramtha is and that he's an ascended master at this time and how you came to know him. So go ahead. If you could do that, that would be really helpful.
Indeed. Understand that Ramtha is an ascended master. He became an ascended master after undergoing what is called a transformation. Now understand that Ramtha was a conqueror, just like Genghis Khan type being. And he was a conqueror, and his sojourn was back when what was called Lemuria and Atlantis was on the surface, was not covered in water. And so he was a conqueror and had a great army. And and how he came to be known as Ramtha, the Enlightened One, was that his brother Rameses was a jealous commander with his army, and he got a little fed up with it, and he decided he was going to take over. So what he did was he took. He told Ramtha that he was going to sharpen his sword, and took it and he ran him through. Ran Ramtha through with a sword, and Ramtha escaped and went up into the mountains to contemplate and to accept the death that he knew was coming. So, after this took place, he went up into a mountain, a high mountain, and just sat there and just contemplated his life and things of this nature. And as he was about to, what you call, give up the ghost, as it is so termed, we came to him. Ascend. We came to him and says, you are ascending, yes, but you are not ascending unto what is called the afterlife. You are ascending into a higher dimension, into that of an ascended master. So we transformed him from a physical being into an ascended master, a teacher, if you will. And of course, he went into his teaching area into Hollow Earth and taught and learned and was taught. And then he was then allowed to come into what you call communicate with the surface dwellers through another being, J.Z. Knight. So he did not, what you call, ascend into another life, afterlife. He ascended directly from a physical form into that of an ascended master. And that's how I came to know him. At the time that he was dying on the mountain, on the mountaintop, we were sent to him by Prime Creator and to assist in his ascension into the office he is in now. So that is a bit of the history of Ramtha. But his brother Ramesses, that is the one that is. I will not go into that. But that is the one that ran him through with his sword. With his own sword. Very, very nasty fellow. Anyway, so. Anyway, that is a gist. Now, as I said, Ramtha speaks rapidly. So you have to really listen as to what's being said. And if I need to come in and give an explanation as to what he's saying, I will do so. I will pause the tape.
Thank you, Sarah.
I will come forth and give a little explanation, which won't be too much because it's self-explanatory what he's saying. So an individual was asking Ramtha about the makeup of the Hollow Earth and its people. He asked them, what is the sociology and what is their the terms of government and terms of what you call the religion within the Hollow Earth. And this was the answer he gave. So let me touch on this, bring it forth, and see if it's in the right spot before I turn off the head. Before I turn off the headset here.
Thank you. Zora?
As their fathers, sure, have become a peaceful people, and understand, as it were, indeed, and love the cats of all who are equal. If there is one simpleton, as it were, indeed, who is the tender, as the tender sheep, as it were, of our shores, he is equally as important, as it were, indeed, as the
I just put it over here.
Yeah, you
can
have the volume up.
Volume is up. Okay. I have it on the...
You don't have this on, right?
No, I turned that off.
Okay.
It's on pause right now.
Okay. You need to click it back again to the beginning where the guy is talking.
Indeed.
Yeah. Who makes his point proper and earned. And of all people that live there, there is a binding force of love that keeps them together.
Yeah. Of their sociology.
Right there. We'll pause that.
Yeah.
It is now. All right.
Let's try it from the beginning, Zora. Thank you.
All right. All right. No.
Can you tell me something of people who live on the inside surface, something, their sociology and their manner of governing themselves, their spiritual level, which is what we...
Hey, Zora?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's not as good as it was earlier. I don't know why. It's not as loud as it was earlier when we were going through the process.
Well, let me make sure I have the volume up on the phone. Oh, it's not all the way up. All right.
Okay, let's try it one more time. Thank you, everyone, for being patient.
Indeed. What? It's on pause.
It's not really good.
No? Well, what's the difference between here over there? All right, that's so cool. Ah. All right, indeed. No, it should not make a difference whether it's here or over there. Indeed. All right.
Okay, Sarah. Hi, everybody. Thank you for staying there.
Indeed.
All right, let's try one more time.
We shall attempt this again.
The there is more, and each moment that is coming forth is the now and the be.
Yes.
They see all things and enter all things and realize all things that they are pondering. They have the ability, as it were, indeed, to become a part of whatever they create, thus enabling them to create a more perfect object, to be sure. For inasmuch as they have desired, as it were, indeed, the flight with their special and beautiful birds, they have created such arrow ships by becoming a part of them. And as the arrow ship, as it were, indeed, moves in it, they devise, as it were, indeed, such forms and matter to regulate their movement, as to regulate that which is called force field. Thus all things that they have been able to accomplish, Master, they have become accomplished in themselves. This society, as it were, indeed, is not warlike in its nature. It never has been. For their escape, as it were, indeed, into the intersectum of this place, as it were, indeed, was to escape, as it were, that which is termed war and all war in sheep. Yet in their evolving, as it were, indeed, the evolution of their process, Master, indeed, they have become a peaceful people and understand it as why indeed and love the character of all who are equal. If they are...
So if you will, what is Rampa saying? Interpret that for the people and then continue again, if you will.
It's a self-explanatory.
No, it's not, because a lot of people cannot understand him. So well, you might, I don't know whether you can go back, but at least go ahead from the very beginning and interpret what he's trying to say to people if they didn't get it yet, and then you can go ahead and continue, Zora. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and explain, please,
Zora. This primitive technology is primitive, however. What Rampa is explaining is this, what you call the makeup of the Hollow Earth and the peoples within them, within the Hollow Earth. They have been what is termed, they create what you call, out of thought, they create their world, and they create their creations into this nature. And the aeroships, they are more... what you call balanced thing of this nature, because they become a part of them. And by becoming a part of them, they allow them to be a more perfect craft in flying and things of this nature. So that is what he was explaining at that moment. Let us get back to it.
And why indeed, who is the tender of the tender sheep of our shores, he is equally as important as it why indeed is the philosopher who makes his point proper and earnest. And of all people that live there, there is a binding force of love that keeps them together. And though they have not experienced as it why indeed the brilliance of light of the stratosphere you've been experiencing past them, the light of their being, the light in their plane and their hearts and their being. And of the religions, I tell you this, they have none speech. But they love, as it were, indeed, utmost are the objects to which they become. When so they have found a reality to which to believe. And as they become a part of those things to which they believe, Master, it opens them up to more things. They believe, as it were, indeed, the force, however great, however dense and matter, however elusive and light can become, the governing force of all of their beings and all things understood and not understood by you. They love and worship the ideal of it, and therefore, as it were, last indeed opens unto them a highway, as you term it, to see greater realizations and understanding. By going unto this existence, as it were, indeed, the power of their skin is called indeed that of the whitish tones and neither the brownish tones.
what they are talking about there is the makeup of the people of the Hollow Earth. They were speaking of the color of the skin. Is not neither the brownish tones or what is called the lighter tones, but of a turquoise hue, what you term as a turquoise green. That is what he is saying. We shall continue.
Upon entering Azizwaini, the oxidized portion of the gases of Azizwaini that line the walls of the inner earth after have become attuned and accustomed as Azizwaini to the likeness that is called a green hue or turquoise in power. This being as Azizwaini from the waters to which they intake within their body and a limited amount of light that is given from them for their smoky sun. Nothing has changed to the dimensions of Azizwaini and the genes of this entity, save only the color. The spirits of the entities have enhanced themselves to greater proportions than their brothers who occupy the lighter spaces. And for this mountain, we are superior.
And how do they view us? Have they any particular interest in us and our goings and comings on the outside of the earth?
Only that you are primitive.
Are they, because of their spaceships, are they in contact with the other space brothers in this vicinity of the universe? And if so, what does this contact consist of? Do they have?
You must remember, in the science to understand it, that why is the begetting of the Yeti? Oh, is the superior creator, thought always is. And what he begat himself of thought is life. They have attuned themselves. Remember, they are attuned themselves into matter. That they can project as it were, you know, a stealing ray of light or thought. And light traveling as it were, indeed, its perfect life in the other direction that where it is meant to go. And as all that are recipients of this master, indeed, are in tune with to be sure. And this I will tell you also. All the spheres, as they are so termed in this galaxy, that are called planets, not stars, they are all part of the great civilization even in the first of the
world. Well, who, for example, the United States government deals with these people, and in what manner?
As an entity, what's called a bird, with an entity as it were, indeed, was made several contacts.
But anyone sent him?
He has passed it on to an entity called Talon, entity called Smith, entity called Marshall, entity called as it were, indeed, the Stevens.
Now, do these individuals travel to within the earth in order to?
They are not committed at this point to so master. They are negotiating, as it were.
Well, I had expressed a possible interest in traveling there, and you had, I think, suggested that that may be possible. I am, in fact, interested in traveling there, and you had said something about the opening that goes within. Can you furnish me with further details about that? And if I were journey there, would I be accepted or would I not be permitted to enter?
No one ever comes there, Master Lucia.
Thank you.
Quasar has asked me to do one this time, to have a little Q&A question regarding what Lanta had been saying, and if you understood what Lanta was saying. So I will turn it over to her and let her bring forth some questions. So go ahead, Quasar.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Zara. All right, so for some of you that have listened already, I'd like your feedback and any questions that you may have. And if you will, please go ahead and press 1 so I can go ahead and bring you through and maybe help us, help yourself and help everyone else in regards to what has been said so far from Ramtha, or just thoughts in regards to what he's been saying so far. So I've got a person ending in 551, ending in 5611. Okay, thank you. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Jane. This is Debbie. How are you? I'm not
sure
if you can hear me.
Yeah, thank you. I can hear you perfectly.
Wonderful.
We can hear you perfectly. Thank you. All right. So tell us your thoughts on this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine is a little, it's prior to that. I'd like to just say that I was unable to hear. It was very muffled and very distant. So I could catch very few words. So I don't know if that was a problem with my line or if that was the case for everybody. So if Zora could give like a summary of the thoughts, I only understood they were describing life in Hollow Earth and something about the Creator, but I could not get any of the details. So I don't know if that's everybody's case.
Yeah. So I'm going to wait again for anybody else
to
press their number one line so that we can get better feedback. Okay, thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
All right, hold
thank
on, Debbie.
Dear.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, this is helpful for all of us. 732, ending in 3147. What is your thoughts on?
I just couldn't understand it. I'm so sorry. I tried listening, and it was not clear. But I did hear some chirping, like it wasn't birds, but something chirping, whatever that was.
That was what was termed as Quasar walking in here with her phone, causing a feedback.
Okay, so let's go on to the next caller. 352 ending in 4325. This is our last. Yes?
Hi, this is Solara. I also could not understand Ramtha, except for the X, Y, and Z.
Very good.
it just really wasn't clear.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. All right. Okay,
we got the
information. Yes, at least we did try.
Well, understand the setup that we had that was not working. What it was doing was we were playing the CD-ROM, and then we had the phone attached onto the computer with the speaker of the phone on the speaker of the computer, and it was causing difficulty. So we must think of a better way to do that.
Yeah.
So
we
will discontinue that
until
we figure out a better way to do it.
Okay. Here's Zora. I have a question for you. So if people are interested in trying to in purchasing some of these CDs, so from what year to year would you say call, or you go to the Ramtha's website, you could purchase them, or you can go to the store, you could call them and then find out, you know, don't ask them, you know, about, you know, present recordings, but you can ask them for the recordings that we're trying to share with you. And those are from what year to what year, Zora?
Well, wait a moment. I will just let you know.
Yeah. Now, when you
this particular disc, Specialty Library, is what it's called, and it is what you term as the copyright was 1983. So that was when Rantha began doing private meetings, or Evening with Rantha. So that would be the one you would want. And this is what you term as, for this particular one, this is a specialty item, specialty library, Inner Earth, and that would be when you ask them to order it, it would be item number CD, looks like a, what is termed as a 013. CD013, and that would be the volume A, and you can order that through the Rantha Dialogues, rse.com, www.rsedialogues.com.
Okay, so www.rsedialogues.com. Capital R like Robert,
capital
S like Sam,
capital E,
capital
dialogue.
E, D-I-A-L-O-G, is that U-E-S?
Dialogues, and then .com, and that should take you to their store.
Okay.
And
there is a, they do have one. Yeah, and you can. There's a phone number there too.
Yeah, there is. You
okay.
can call them.
Very good. Okay.
And you can order these CD-ROMs from them, and then you will be able to understand what's being said much better than trying to play it on a computer.
I would like to say, though, you may want to replay that a few times in order to, so that you can begin to understand what Rantha is saying, because you got to kind of go back and go back until you get it. It's
Indeed.
Not easy to listen to, for sure. All right. Okay, so let's get back to our regular show. Thank you, Zora, for bringing that up.
I apologize for the mess up.
Yeah. Well, no problem, Zora. We understand. We did try. It did work for us when we did that earlier, but it's that's okay. It's all right. Okay. Now, let's just go ahead. And I think it's best just for you to be able to order it and listen to it yourself. Okay.
Yes,
rather than for
hand,
us to try to do it through the computer anyway. So then you have it to re-listen to it if you want. Okay. All right. And even
of
to
course.
Share with others. Okay, so let's just go ahead now. Since we're here, let's go back to our regular show. And I do have a few questions before we start with our regular Q&A, Zora.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit in regards to the RV, GCR, the politics, and what is actually happening presently. On the surface. So I know
that
we are
given the explanation to that was given quite adequately by Dr. Tom.
I still have a few other questions, Zora, if you will.
Go ahead.
You don't want to talk about that, right?
Not really. No.
Well, and I understand.
But go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, but this really has to do with, because we're here in this present moment going through some of these situations, and we want to be able to know what the truth is, even though you think it's really not as maybe necessary, from your point of view, because we should be concentrating more on the higher realms, energies, et cetera, and what we need to do to get there. But we also have to contend with being in transition. So part of this transition, obviously, has to do with the RV and removing all of the cabal and all of that, so at least we can get to the first stage of our evolution regarding helping to heal the world through the RV. So with that being said, a few things have come to our, I'll just say for us, for many of us. So in regards to one, let's talk a little bit about the millions of children that have been tortured, that have been in these tunnels, et cetera. Where are we at this time? I know that there are millions of children, millions, Zora, of children that have been tortured for eons of time. Is that correct?
Well, through your time, the knowing of your time, not eons. It's not, of course.
Well,
not
I mean, yeah, it's that right. That's what I'm. Not, I'm not talking about eons. You're correct. Like in this existence, there have been millions of children so far in this existence that have been tortured. Correct?
Of course not. I wouldn't not even say millions. I would say hundreds of thousands. But not millions.
Okay, hundreds of thousands. Oh, all right. Well, that's a lot when even we're talking about hundreds of thousands. So how much more of these tunnels have to be done yet before they're all saved? How much more of that needs to be completed?
That is coming to a completion.
Well,
and, of course, the what?
So, you know, you're saying your term coming to completion. I mean, so how many more hundreds of thousands of children that are still needed to be saved?
Well, understand that this was going on since what you call since before the Civil War.
Okay.
So that is a good amount of time. A few hundred years. But all of the what you call tunnels have been revealed. They now have what you call a complete. The Galactic Federation gave them a complete list of all locations for all tunnels. So they, at this time, they are eradicating all of them on the list.
So completion should be by the end of, you think that by the end of this month that will all be cleared, or next month?
By the end of this year.
Or?
They will all be done.
By the end of this year. By the end of 2021. Wow.
Yes.
That is still a number of months to go.
But that does not have any effect on the RV.
Yeah. No. But this is another part of the getting rid and saving people. This is part of the healing process, is to be able to get to those children and get them to a place where they can begin to heal. If it's possible for them. So, okay,
yes.
Well, thank you for that. That was really important. That is such an important part of our knowledge for now. So thank you for that. Another question that has come up as well is in regards to JFK Jr. So a lot of rumors out there he's going to be the next JFK Jr., Zora.
Well, There's one presently in politics, and that one is also a junior as well. But you're speaking about the one in body now?
Yes.
Well, they are both in body.
They're both. Well, that's a big explanation right there, that you have two that are in body. You have two aspects of JFK in body at this time. So we have two of them?
Yes. You have the one that's in body in politics now, and the other one was supposedly came to a demise in a experimental craft, aircraft utility. But that was not so. That was misinformation.
So that would we that is the one that we would call the real JFK Jr., correct? That is in politics.
Of course.
As
the
well?
One that
no.
That would be the flesh of what you call JFK. Yes.
Junior. Okay, so that's
the
guy
one
right
you're
now.
Speaking of, yes?
Yes, that's the one we're speaking of right now, correct. So
he's alive and well.
To remain... Okay. And is he going to be the next vice president? Do we know that from Trump yet?
Not known at this time. That is still in what you call a contemplation.
With Trump, okay. So even though people are saying he's going to be the next VP for Trump, we don't know that for sure.
Correct.
Okay. So now, all right. So now that you've mentioned that, how about the other one that is not the one that was in the plane crash that is still alive, but this is another aspect of JFK Jr. And where is he?
Where is he? He's on the surface.
Yeah, who is he? Right. Yeah, but who is he on the surface? Can you tell us that?
You have heard him speak.
Okay. All right. So that was Q. Correct?
Next question.
All right. Who is? Okay. All right. The next question is in regards to the mass media. Another question has been discussed there's going to be that new Starlink, web Starlink, right? And it's a new way where everybody's going to be able to hear, you know, what Trump has to say, everything about the truth that must come out regarding the dark forces, et cetera. And then also, this is also the, as soon as that happens, then we'll have a whole new quantum internet. Can you speak to us on this at all?
Well, understand that your web, which you call the World Wide Web, it's going to be transformed into a quantum web. Of course, and that will consist of amino acid computers, which will be coming also, which is in the works now. It's just not been given to the public yet. It is in the private sectors, but not now for everyone. But that is also coming to fruition as well, and look for that. I would say.
So, is that going to be after the RV, you think? Or do we need have that before the RV?
No,
like
that will be,
or after
that
the
will
RV?
Be after. After the RV.
After the RV. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Okay. And then, so, all right. Well, those were pretty key bits of information. The other thing, too, is as we change from the regular worldwide internet as we know it, before it converts over into the new quantum internet, there's going to be another Marshall worldwide Marshall law for this transformation, or you don't see that coming?
I do not see that coming.
To convert it. Okay. All right. So it should be
not
really
Marshall,
gradual.
Not Marshall law. Not martial law, no.
Okay, all right. So does the mass media know that it's coming their demise, so to speak?
It shall come upon them suddenly.
Oh, okay. That's nice. That's good. Okay. And then how are we doing with the remaining cabal and the dark interfering with anything that is happening? Are they almost out of the picture completely? Because apparently they'd already tried to interfere in the process for the RV not too long ago, trying to siphon funds.
That was thwarted also by the military tribunals. That put a stop
mm-hmm.
to that.
Okay.
That's already been taken care of.
So one of the key things that we had heard is that the military is also very involved now over this weekend to make sure that everything is in place so that we can do our RV early part of this coming week. How are they doing presently in that process?
They're moving along with it.
Beautiful. So if you see them moving along, really, do you see that finally they're gonna do their job, right? Right, so that we can go ahead and redeem starting this coming week.
That is the plan, yes.
That is the plan. Okay. All right. Very good. All right, Zora. Well, I think I'm done with some of those questions, and I think I'll just go ahead and open up the board here so people can ask their questions. Unless you have another message you want to share with others at this time.
Well, no. You go ahead with the questions.
Okay, here we go. All right, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and start at the top here. And 208, ending in 8394. Oh, I better open up her line. Sorry about that one. Okay. Sorry about that, dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All yours.
It's Ponte from Idaho. Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, you guys are so wonderful. Sending you lots of love. And I do have a question for Zora. You know, we know we can't trust the mainstream media for news, and I was wondering, there's a station out there that I have found on the internet called United Network News. So can you tell me, can I trust what they're saying? They seem to be very honest and for the best for all concerned, or do you know of another one to listen to on the internet? Thank you.
You have one called Newsmax.
Oh, okay. I know about that one.
Newsmax is a good one. And this other
okay.
one you were speaking of, we have not listened to it yet, so I cannot say anything about that one yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. I'll listen to Newsmax, too. Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you, Pawnee. All right. Okay. Next person is 541, ending in 9078. 9078.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Of course.
Bummer. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
The only question for Ramsa, which I wanted to ask you anyway, was this whole area of Southern Oregon is being told we're going to have a severe drought. Now, Ramsa, as we had understood it in the past, was the god who could bring the weather that we're supposed to have. Is that correct? And can he and will he bring sufficient rain to avoid the drought, not only here but wherever? But this place has been of special interest to the opposing forces.
Well, as you know, Ramsa is the god of the wind and the god of the weather. So he is in charge of the weather, and bringing forth the sufficient rainfall that is needed for those areas. And people are talking about drought. I do not foresee that drought. I foresee an abundance of moisture in most areas, of the dry areas you call drought areas. I see more moisture in those areas and not drought.
Thank you. That's wonderful. I mean, that's great news. People are very concerned moving out of the area. And okay.
But as Zaria has read to you from the books, Diane's books, remember what she said, that the circumstances and the weather is in direct correlation to your thoughts, in direct correlation to your understandings. You can change the weather through thought. Thought is the creator, as thought always is. And whatever you create through thought becomes reality.
Yes,
so
and Zora,
you want
there
to,
is
so you
a
think,
percentage of us which had been considered per capita a large percentage who had this understanding and were doing what we know to do. So the other percentage, which is, you know, not there, is expecting the drought. So this is what I wanted to know, if we've reached a percentage.
Well, you go the contrary to that. You simply say there shall be no drought. There shall be an abundance of water that is needed for those areas.
Yes.
And with your peoples that you know, your contacts, you may need to get together maybe once a week or twice a week to contemplate this and to send forth your love vibrations to the areas that you're speaking of, to allow the, what you call, the powers of the universe to take hold and to bring moisture to those areas. And this you can do through your own thoughts.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
very good.
Sorry, but,
thank you.
Also, this will affect all such people, and I haven't heard it yet addressed on when disabled people can go in to do their exchange. It was addressed initially that there would be information on that, but I have not heard it forthcoming.
Understand, the ones who are disabled, they will not be left out. There will be a compensation made for them, for them to enable them to exchange. The exchanges can... what you call the arrangements can be made through the once they make their call to the center, that their 800 number, then they can inform them that they are disabled and that they have no way to exchange, and they will send representatives to the locations of these beings to enable them to be taken care of, which you call to enable them to exchange, to enable them to, so no one will be left out of this wondrous blessing that is coming forth. So does that answer your question?
Hey, Zara?
Wonderful.
Yes?
I just want to mention, something. You know, in terms of where that person is calling from. There are people, for example, that are in nursing homes, and we have a number of them that are in nursing homes and have no way of going to their redemption. So you have to take it upon yourself also to be able to see, you know, if they call you or if when you call them, you say there is this ambulance, not ambulance, but there is this transport vehicle that, you know, I would suggest or whatever. So come up with your own ideas about how you can get there without their having to go through the process of finding who you are, where you are, and how to be able to provide that transportation for you. You have to have the available, you've got to be able to know in your own area where you could get a vehicle or somehow be able to get someone to help you to get to there, to where you need to go. So that's the first thing. It's just like projects. We can't come up and give you a project, but they will have projects for people to be able to partake in. You know, so what can you do for yourself presently to identify where you might be able to get some transportation to get you to where you need to go?
Yes, yes, that's already, I mean, in my case, and I imagine other people's cases, that was our first challenge, and we're working on that. So
okay, good.
But
you have to have options. You've got to have, yeah, A, B, and C options for yourself. You know, when you put a plan together, if you've got to make sure that you got plan A. You know, I'm going to wait and see what they have to say. If that doesn't work, what is my plan B and C? You know, or I have a neighbor who can possibly take me. Or plan C, you know, if that person can't take me, then I know, you know, someplace else that I can go to and I could pay them later. So whatever it takes, you, all of you are leaders. You all have got all kinds of different avenues that you can tap into to answer your own questions. But
yes.
Also, you can depend on people because I don't know what they will say. We don't know in your areas. You know, people are from cities. Some people are in rural areas. We don't know where they're going to be sending you as far as, you know, where you're going to be redeeming or exchanging. So have some options also for yourself that you already have in place.
Yes. Been working on that.
Okay.
Very
good.
I do have.
Okay.
I have a positive about the how the violet flame worked. If there's any chance to offer that.
Okay. Well, we have a lot.
I believe they have.
A lot,
I believe they have what
have
is termed as the convalescent buffs. Do they not have convalescent buses?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. No. Okay. I just experienced
right.
it.
Okay. So,
in a good way. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll let you go. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. All right. One question, everybody. One question, and then we're off to the next. Okay? All right. Next person is 678 ending in 9066. Hello.
Hi, Jane. Hello.
And yes,
it's
tell us who you are, please. Oh, hey, Viv. We can hardly hear you.
Viv, can you hear me?
Yeah. You're very muffled. Very muffled.
Are you outside or with wind blowing or something?
Hold on. Yeah,
yeah, you're very
good. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, make sure. All right. That's
okay.
A whole lot
okay.
better.
Great. I was driving with the speaker on. Thanks again, Zora. Thanks, Jane. Thank you guys for everything. Where would we be without you once again? My question, Zora, is concerning the vaccination and
mm-hmm.
whether or not the med beds will be available to help that situation restructure lives in time? Or are they just doomed if they take both shots?
Well, I advise against taking both shots. One shot is quite sufficient to alleviate. Yes, one is quite a potent shot by itself.
Yeah, but
you do not want to take the second one.
So it's not detrimental. Hold on a second, Bev.
Okay, so
you don't want to take any
way,
of them, but
right. Exactly. So people will take one, and then they have already been instructed, Zora, that they have to take a second one to complete the whole, you know, part one, part
that
two
is false.
Series of
that
the
is
shot.
False.
So, yeah. So I don't know how it is whether you can refuse the second one because you already have the first one, Viv.
I'm not taking the shot. I'm talking about people. I'm a caregiver, like you know, Jane. And also some of my loved ones are starting to take the shots. So if they take one, is that as detrimental? Is that what you're saying, Zora? If they just take one, they'll survive?
I'm going to advise them not to take it at all. But if they are forced into taking it, then they...
They're taking it, Zora. They're not... Yeah.
They're just taking it
because
everybody else is taking it. Yeah.
Yep.
They're being programmed to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if they only take one, then I shouldn't worry too much about them.
Yeah. If they only take the one, then they will survive. But if they take the second one, it will put what you call a shock into their system. And especially ones of elder age,
anyone who has a very low immune system.
Okay, these are some of my loved ones that they're not hearing all that I'm calling them about, as you all well know.
I did get a hold of
the list of items that the Illuminati has been rotting into our lives, and it lists all these things like this. So I finally got more copies made. But, yeah, okay. They'll make
all
it.
Right.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. All right.
Understand that those people who have a very strong immune system will not, perish, will not ascend after taking two shots. But those who have a weak composition or a weak immune system will fall prey to it.
Of course. My question, Zora, is I have heard that the Galactics have made sure that the vaccinations are not as strong as they could be. They've mitigated the vaccines totally energetically. Is that correct or no?
That is correct.
Okay. But that does not mean
but also
at this, all.
That
because
is,
vaccinations
that does not
are vaccinations.
Mean, that is not giving you the what you call the invitation to take them. It is simply
absolutely
telling you
not.
That if you have a weak immune system, you would be out of your mind to take them.
Right. So the answer is still no to all vaccinations. Whether it's for children, whether it's a flu shot, whether it's whatever it is, the answer to that is always no, and that you are the power to heal yourself, which we all know. Okay. All right. Let's go on to the next caller, Zora. Thank you. 269 ending in 8300. Hello? 8300. Going once, twice, and hello. Otherwise, I will put you on hold. Thank you. All right, here we go again. This is, okay, Debbie?
Yes, yes.
Okay, hello? You're on.
Me again?
We have you again. Sounds... Yes, you are. Uh-huh. Yeah, worked out real
okay.
well. Thank you.
No, that's unnecessary. I want to thank you for all the info, and I'll just talk to you privately afterwards if it's possible.
Okay. All right, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you very
much. All right. Uh-huh. Okay. Next caller is 510 ending in 2095.
Hi, this is Kirk from Northern California. Hello, Zora.
Hello.
My question is about the med beds. Do you think the med beds will be coming out before Christmas?
That is a good, what you call, prediction, yes.
Okay, so we shall see, I guess.
Indeed.
That's a good one, Kirk. Yeah, we will all, yes, exactly. It will definitely be this year, that I could tell you.
Okay,
because
by the end of the year, possibly.
Oh, no, probably before is my prediction. It's going to be way before. Because once the RV comes into play, that is a all-go for all of the makers of all of the med beds to really push the manufacturing of all those products, and some of them already are available, and they've already are being used. So as soon as the RV, you know, there are too many of us on this planet right now that want a med bed and to get them as soon as possible. So, yes, big, big push for that. Thanks, Kirk, for your question.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Next caller is 760. I think we just did that one. Oh, no. Hold on a minute, everybody. Let me find this person here. Yes, 760 ending in 5686. 5686.
Hello. My name is Teresa. I am in Tigate, South Carolina. And my question is, the web address that they were given, it's not working for me. And what I have is www.raedialogue.com.
R-S-E.
R-S-E. And can you spell the first, the razor? Can you spell that?
Spell which? R-S-E?
No, the name of the God, like Raza. I can't.
Oh, Ramtha. That is
okay,
Ramtha. R-A-M, yeah, T, Ramtha. R-A-M,
uh-huh.
R, Robert, A, Apple, M, Mary. A, Apple, T, Tom, H, Harry, A, Ramtha.
Ramtha.
Okay.
And that is
correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Uh-huh. Okay. Next caller is 845, ending in 4478.
Well, hi, Jane, and hi, Zora. I hope...
Hello,
Zora. I have a question. Maybe Jane can even answer it, but Zora can back it up. I heard that there's not a new product, but it is a new product. It's been out since the beginning of time, I understand, since water's been on the earth. There's a product called Spirulina.
Spirulina.
Yes, you
yes.
know it.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
My question is, will that provide enough food for your body so you don't have to eat other foods?
Understand, the person can actually live off of spirulina in if it's in very in been purified. So, yes, you can actually exist on it and not have to take anything else. But still, nourishment from living foods is always a blessing for you as well. then I mean living foods. I do not mean dead foods. I mean living foods, such as vegetation, your fruits and vegetables. You do not want to refrain from eating fruits and vegetables, but you do want to refrain from eating what you call dead foods, which is anything you must cook.
Hmm. Okay, what do you say to that, Judy?
Yeah, so the spirulina that we are recommending is called Xellis, X-E-L-L-I-S-S. And that is a brand new product that we now have available here in the United States. It is the purest, uncontaminated, completely toxic-free. It has all and more powerful ingredients. They've enhanced the spirulina, so it is at its very, very best ever. So that we utilize as a food, but we also know that spirulina contains all of the elements of, you know, whether it's, all of your essential vitamins. It's got everything in it because it's complete. So vitamins, minerals, enzymes, protein, even in your spirulina, right, in this Xellis product. So, yes, but then it's like, okay, so I take a capsule of that, but then, you know, my body is still asking for more to take in. So, yeah, so we're going to go ahead and still continue to drink our, almond milk or whatever else that we take, as well as, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables. And, yes, we do. We'll have something like they have all kinds of meatless products that are out there that you could take as well. You know, and then we'll also have some breads as well. So we'll continue to take all of those others. But at least if you don't take anything else in terms of vitamins and minerals, amino acids, et cetera, and need more, a little more protein, we definitely would recommend the Xellis product. So I don't know if that – I hope that helps a little.
Well, I thank both of you because – I ordered some, and it's supposedly on its way. It's been a week now.
Beautiful.
I thank you, and I look forward to it healing me also. Does it have healing ingredients?
What do you need healing of?
Well, I called Jane and your son,
Zareya,
and they both were talking to me about healing my diabetes and my leaky leg. It's continually dripping in the bottom half of the leg, and I haven't seen it stop yet.
Yeah. What is your first name?
Robert. You have me. You called
me. Robert. Okay. Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, why don't we do this? I'll have Zora call you again later, if we can.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
you. All right, Robert.
God bless you.
All right. Next, yes, and you as well. Thank you for your questions. Okay. Next caller is 847, ending in 4423. 4423, you're on the air.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. This is Steve from Chicago. I have a question for Zora. I've heard you answer this for other people before. Can you tell me the origin of my star family?
The origin of your star family?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, where he's
yes,
from.
Yes, you would be the Pleiades star system.
Pleiades. That's what I figured. I appreciate the information. Thank you very much, and I appreciate all that you guys do.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Steve. All right. Next caller is 817, ending in 1564.
Hello. This is Fernando in Texas.
Hello.
Oh, hello there, Fernando. How are you?
My question is, with that UFO that spotted by the Navy ship or pilot or whatever, pyramid-shaped UFO, is that from Alpha Centauri or what?
When was that? Yeah, Fernando.
It was reported lately, but I think it might have happened last year. But It's confirmed by the Pentagon. It's been in the news or some pyramid-shaped UFO. Just wondering who the, whose ship was that, or what were they carrying, mentors or what?
Pyramid shapes. That's interesting. We'll wait for Zora to give us an answer to this.
Triangle shaped or pyramid shaped?
Well, they're calling it pyramid. They're calling it pyramid shaped. Think of a spotted by a Navy pilot or over a destroyer or something like that. I think it happened last year, but I think it's just now reporting it or revealing it. Says a pyramid-shaped object seen flying through the sky has been confirmed by the Pentagon as an unidentified aerial phenomena. That was on CNN.
Do you have that video, Fernand? Yeah.
It's just on CNN.
Do you have that video? Oh, it's on CNN.
CNN.
Oh, that's interesting.
It says 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Oh, all right. Interesting.
I probably just revealed it lately, but I think it might have happened earlier, like last year or something.
Yeah, probably earlier. All right, Zora.
Indeed. So, it was one of the ships from the Ashtar Command.
Okay.
Paying a
visit. Is that a pay to visit? Oh, so where is that ship coming from in the Ashtar Command? Where is that located? I mean, where, what star system, individual, or where are they coming from originally?
From the Andromeda Galaxy.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Fernando.
Thank you.
Very good. Nice question. Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. Well, we're going to do this one more time. All right. Hold on a second. Hey, Debbie,
hi, Jane.
Did you call again?
Yes. I just wanted to ask, that lady said she had a hard time with the link, you know, for the Ramses stuff. And I tried the R as in Robert,
yeah.
R as in Sam, E, dialogue.com, and
right.
Nothing comes up. Is that what you said,
okay.
Or you said something else?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't I do this, everyone? Just hang in there. I'll have to, in the next couple of days, I'll send you the information that you guys need. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Thanks, Debbie. Okay. All right, everyone. I think we are done. So if anybody has any other questions, we just have a few more minutes. Otherwise, we will call it a day. Let's see. What else did I want to also mention to everyone? Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I guess we've got a few more people now. All right. Let's go to 816 ending in 0624. 0624. Oh,
hello.
Sorry about that. Yes, hello. You are?
Hello, this is James from Kansas City, Missouri.
Isaiah?
Hold on.
What was your first name?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Now, what was your first name?
I'm James from Kansas City. Pleasure to speak
to
you guys.
Okay. All right. Welcome.
I have a question. in regards to the St. Germain's World Trust Fund. Will that be deposited straight into our bank accounts, or will we need to get a new bank account?
What?
Well,
he wanted to know about the St. Germain's Trust.
Deposited, yeah, for the St. Germain's World Trust Fund, would that be deposited into our current bank accounts, or will we need to get a new bank account in regards to that trust fund?
It would be going into your existing account.
Into what account,
so our current account?
Into their existing accounts.
Existing accounts.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to find you through your – they're going to find everybody through their social security numbers or whatever associated kind of number for everyone around the world.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
And also I have one
And understand also in regards to the worldwide St. Germain's Trust, this is not money. This is coming to everyone, and it's you're not going to be getting like $1 million. You're not going to get, you know, $100,000, or you're not even going to get, you know, $10,000. You know, we're talking about United States, right? So you're going to get a baseline of some of these funds as they begin to distribute them. Okay, so probably start lower before, you know, and then they're going to see how it works out throughout the world, and then it'll probably increase. There are a number of prosperity funds that are out there anyways that will be dispersed to more people. So yes, they know who you are. They know how to find you. That's not even if you whether or not you're in Europe, you're in Asia, whether or not wherever you come from, you know, it's for everyone. All of the prosperity funds that are out there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And I have one more question.
Okay. All right.
That.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In regards to the current harvest going on right now, are the people that are ascended or dying, are they getting harvested towards a fourth density service to others, positive polarity, or are they repeating third density? What's the majority that's going on right now, people who are dying at this moment?
You mean
no one dies. No one dies. Everyone ascends. One way or the other.
Okay,
no one died.
Yeah. But are they repeating third density? Majority of the people going on right now, or are they ascending to fourth density?
Once you ascend, they are ascending to fifth density.
Oh, fifth density. Okay.
Yeah, but that now I there's a caveat there. So if you are of a lower density and are not ready for the moving into a higher level, you will not go there, Zora. I mean, correct me, Zora.
They will go the ones who are of a lower density will be going into a what you call this Earth 2, so they can catch up.
Right.
Also, understand,
right,
the question was asked about the to purchase the products from Ramtha's online store, and that is www.quantum-cafe.com.
Quantum what?
Quantumcafe.com with a hyphen in between quantum and cafe.
So that's is that Jay-Z's new website?
Indeed, that's where they can purchase the CDs and the books and everything that has to do with Ramtha.
Okay. All right.
I will say
good.
It one more
Thank
time.
You. Thank you for your question.
HT https :// www.quantum-cafe.com is where you would go to get your Inner Earth CD-ROMs.
Okay, very good. Next person is 352 ending in 4325. 4325. Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Sunny in Florida. And we're having some pretty interesting phenomena down here. It's been happening for about 3 weeks. My
Explain.
Friend and I are, say it again.
Explain.
My friend and I are driving on very familiar streets. She doesn't see it the same way I do. I see like a blue-silver light and a very eerie, strange feeling. We are both feeling like we're not in the same dimension. We are someplace else. The buildings don't look familiar. The trees are slightly different. That's what I first noticed was different was the trees. And the phenomenon lasts about 2 days the first time, and between hours, and it's really interesting that this morning outside of my house, not in the rural, more rural area that we were on, I saw the blue silver light again in the trees across the street, and then what appeared to be like a portal and like a 20-foot being that I'm not sure really was a being, but something that looked alien and about 20 foot across the street from me this morning. Any idea?
You were getting the glimpse into the fifth dimensional realm.
You are.
Is what you're
Dave.
Seeing. Yes, indeed. You are. And
not everybody else.
And your other... And your other friend is just getting a shimmer of it. But you are seeing into the full fifth dimensional spectrum.
I'm going to cry.
Go ahead.
That's beautiful.
We're sending
Very
them
nice.
All love. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Thank
now
you.
Now what
for,
you do, now that
sharing.
You've seen a glimpse of it, now that you've seen a glimpse of it, you simply go into yourself, contact the goddess of your being for you to be able to see even more of it and be
Indeed.
In it from this day
yes.
forth.
Indeed.
You could do that. You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, very good, Sarah. Okay, next person is 775, ending in 9099. That was called waking up, guys. Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Chris in Sparks, Nevada. Zora, my question is probably, again, on my dog, Billy. I didn't ask on Billy before, though. Is he sick from an infection in his teeth, or is he ready to ascend? Is he not? He's not feeling good, and I'm doing what I can to keep him from being out of pain. So, is he sick that I need to fix it, get his teeth cleaned, or what is his problem?
Understand, your creature has lived a life of love and compassion. With you. The creature is about to ascend.
Okay, that's
so,
what I thought.
Indeed.
Yes.
So, but all you do in this matter is continue giving your love to the creature until the creature ascends. And then you will have another that will take its place.
Super. Well, I've been, since I talked to you a week or so ago, I've been telling both my dogs that they're free to ascend whenever they want. That's up to them. They have no, they don't have to stay here. So I've done what you told me to do. I just wanted to see if I should keep trying to keep them healed or just want to let everything go.
No, let nature take its course.
Okay. I appreciate that immensely. And this call is just totally awesome. Thank you so much, and I love you all.
Indeed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Chris. Lots of love to you, too, and Billy. Okay. All right. Our next caller is 361, ending in 3724. Hello? 361, ending in 3724. You are on the air. When? Going? All right. Okay. So let's go ahead to the next caller. We have 313, ending in 4595. 4595, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Jimmy from Detroit.
Okay, hello, Jimmy. Yes.
Hello. Yes, Zora, I've been wondering this for a while. Can you tell me about the being known as Zoroaster?
You want to spell that, Jimmy? I know who you're referring to, but go ahead and spell the name again. I think I know who you're referring to.
Zoroaster is Zoroaster.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell Zora a little bit.
I was wondering, is there a relation?
So relation to who?
Zora.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I was just, you know, because the name is similar, so I was just wondering if there's any connection between you and Zoroaster, and can you tell me about this being, Zora?
Not at the present time, no.
Oh, okay, there's, you know, similar letters in your names and stuff, and I just, you know, made me
no
curious
relation.
About it.
No relation to me.
Okay, no soul.
There you go.
Gotcha. All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay.
I mean to offend you, sir.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you. No
okay,
problem.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 5760, ending in 5686. 5686. Hello and
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Teresa in South
yes?
Carolina. I was listening to the lady that was, as you were saying, awakening. And I want to say I am new, mm-hmm. I do have a question, new to this journey for about 3 weeks, but I immediately dove in and I spend my time listening on the website you guys send us to and listening to the recordings and St. Germain and all of those speeches. About 3 weeks ago, a couple of days in, and I heard of this before, I just don't know where. I was driving out in a rural area, and I seen, and if you're not familiar with this, because I don't think I heard it on your call or through any of the teachings, a tree person. I looked it up, and I can't find it, anything on it or anything, but it was in the tree, and I can tell it was walking toward the road, and it stopped. It looked at me. It was about 10, 15 feet tall, look just like trees, but I just want to know, are you guys familiar with that?
Of course. They're called the tree people.
Right.
But understand that trees evolve. Yeah? Trees do evolve. And sometimes they become what you call mobile. So you were blessed to see one. And they do have them few and far between. But understand, you will see them, especially when you are close to ascension to fifth dimension. Because in fifth dimension, they are commonplace. Now, you have just got a glimpse into the fourth dimensional realm. Just like the other person who saw the silver white light. Understand, you are blue and silver. So this time, in this case, you were able to vision to see a being from the fifth dimension and a tree person. So, yes, trees do evolve, and after they evolve, they are able to pull up from the ground and walk. And that is what you saw.
Thank you for that. Go ahead.
So I just want to mention, I'll let you go. I just want to mention to everyone also, remember when we were talking about fairies and gnomes and, you know, all of those mystical, imagined, so to speak, from a lot of people. Those are very, very real, just like experiences from these two individuals. So that's as you begin to, especially, you know, and you don't a lot of people also don't understand what it feels like to be in fifth dimension. You know, it's whatever you feel or see, you know, that is of a higher, you know, that being at that realm to be able to see that is like opening up your third eye as well. So, yeah, welcome all of that, because all of that is really happening for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So, Azora, did you want to say anything more about that, or we'll go on to the next speaker?
No, it is quite sufficient.
Okay, very good. Okay, so our next caller is 612 ending in 6653.
Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, this is Bobby from St. Paul.
Okay. Hi, Bobby. Welcome.
Yeah. Let's see. This past week, Elon Musk gave a couple of cryptic tweets essentially describing Hollow Earth.
Oh.
And I was wondering if Zora can maybe shed some light as to why he did that.
And this is... And this is coming from Elon Musk?
Yeah, this past week, like in his Twitter account, he gave a couple of tweets that's cryptic, but he essentially described Hollow Earth.
And what did he say about Hollow Earth?
Well, he described Earth as being a hollow sphere, and he said that inside that sphere, on a second tweet, that the sun is shining. And, you know, he kind of teased people, so how could that be, you know, the sun shining inside the earth?
Of course.
I mean, he basically described Hollow Earth, so.
Indeed. Understand that the inside of Earth has a central sun, which you would determine as the core of your planet. The core of your planet is not a molten core. It is a central sun. Also understand that you have what is called the crust of the Earth, which is 800 miles thick. And at the end of that, you have the inside portion of the Earth.
Yeah, my question was, why did Elon Musk tweet that?
Why he tweeted that out to people?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my question.
Okay. Sure. Ooh. Go ahead, Zora. He's waking up.
He tweeted it out.
But go ahead,
about,
Zora.
He is awakening. Understand, before he even began doing what is called inventing the electric car, he was given a vision in a dream. Of vehicles that were not gas powered, and that was the birthing of the Tesla, what you call gasless cars, and he is now just bringing forth his understanding of the Hollow Earth, and of course. What is called Hollywood is also getting into the Hollow Earth structure by introducing the word the Hollow Earth. So
yeah, in that
the
movie,
word hollow earth, the hollow earth, is getting into the media, into what is called into
right.
the seed is being planted into
right.
anyone who's viewed that film. And then
I'm going to put you on mute because you're getting very it's too loud. Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Loud?
No. The other individual that I was hearing in the background.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and put him on mute.
Yes.
So, anyways.
So anyway,
that's wonderful news.
The word "the hollow earth" is getting out there more and more, and people
right.
are beginning to say, "Wait a minute, what is going on here? The earth is hollow."
Yeah, exactly.
Let us look into this.
Well,
and
exactly.
they are beginning to do that. So more and more attention is being drawn to our peoples.
Yeah. And that movie is what, Zora?
What?
What movie? The movie.
The one you just saw.
That's King Kong, right?
Indeed. King Kong.
Yeah, King Kong and Godzilla. Right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
it
word,
was
the
mentioned
word
to us
earth,
that
the
we
word
went,
the hollow earth mentioned hollow earth several times.
Right.
And,
yes. So it's really interesting.
It was quite an interesting film. So it would be it has a small semblance as to what it is in hollow earth. But not in its entirety, of course.
No.
This is Hollywood.
Oh, no. This is just little bits. I mean, it's not about Hollow Earth per se, but at least they spoke to it. It came out. The word Hollow Earth was all on the big screen. So that's kind of helping people to kind of wake up also. So it's really very cool what is happening
these days. You even saw some pterodactyls. Even saw some pterodactyls flying, which was that was.
But
good.
They were little ones.
But of course,
that was good.
Well, they were not little,
okay.
but they were pterodactyls.
Yeah. So,
and then of course the other creatures
right.
they had in there were not real.
Okay.
But,
all right. Hey Zora, we only have a minute, so let's go ahead with your big blast of healing, please, for both all of
five,
us.
Five, four,
I'll
three,
chime in with
two,
you.
One, receive.
Breathing in, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are ever in gratitude for our existence now. We are in gratitude, deep gratitude for our healing, our immense love and kindness and compassion that we are, and that we are gods and goddesses, and we know it, and we thank you. And Zora, we thank you very much for being here with us, you and Zoraya both, and Soraya too. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Indeed.
And we shall talk with you very, very soon. Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Indeed. Of course.